Hey everybody, it's Laura and I have some exciting news. It's Nano season. So NaNoWriMo National Novel Writing Month takes place in November and then Camp Nano takes place in April and July. So why am I adding this little plug at the start of this episode? Well, throughout the month, I'll be sharing little episodes, little mini episodes. I'm thinking like maybe 5 to 10 minutes long, and I'm going to be telling you about my work in progress as it's happening. So these episodes will not be every day, but that is the ultimate goal. We're going to be in here a lot, and I just wanted to let you know because these are going to be subscriber-only episodes. So subscribe to the show to gain access to those, and every single Nano moving forward, I'm going to try to do something like this. So stay tuned every November, April, and July. Welcome to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. I am documenting my evolution from hobby writer to career author. It might take a year or two, or my entire life to get there. However long it takes, I'm bringing you along for the ride. Hello, 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 and welcome to episode number 95 of Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. And today, it's a doozy. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. So we are going to just dive right in with the reading update. So I finally finished reading The Living by Isaac Marion. This was the last and final book in the Warm Bodies series. And I gotta say, I liked the middle book the best. I liked The Burning World, which was book two. Well, they have a novella, which is technically numbered as book number two, but I don't really count novellas as numbers. It's kind of like a 1.5, or really a 0.5, because it's a prequel. Anyway, Warm Bodies, The New Hunger, The Burning World, and The Living. The Burning World was my favorite out of all of these books, and I can't really pinpoint to why, but I don't know. I still really liked The Living, but whatever. Great series. Go ahead and read it. And the first book, Warm Bodies, also has a movie, which now that I've finished the series, I'm going to go back and watch that. So I have to figure out where I can watch that because it's not like the 90s where we have Family Video and Blockbuster. So yeah, that book I finished on the 20th. And then right behind it, finishing up on the 21st of April, I finished book one in Utopia Project by Billy Dering. So this book, book one, Everyone Must Die. And this is a really interesting series, and I kind of got drawn into it. There are some slow spots, and I have started reading book two because I requested it at my library, and so now I have book two, and I'm reading through it. But there are some slow spots in it, but the overall concept is really, really cool. So definitely look into that one, Utopia Project by Billy Dering. Then on the 23rd and, or the 22nd and 23rd, I read a lot. So that was over the weekend. I ended up reading the entirety of The Hunter by Jenica Snow. And this is a fairy tale retelling with romantic spiciness to it. Like, whoo, wow. The Hunter is a retelling of Little Red Riding Hood. So it's what if the wolf basically abducted Little Red Riding Hood and then she fell in love with him. So very interesting concept. And if you remember the other week, I talked about the other book by Jenica Snow, which I read was called The Beast. And that one was a retelling of Beauty and the Beast. So definitely some interesting, spicy stuff going on over here because I don't usually read romance. All right. And then I also read Arch Conspirator, which is a novella by Veronica Roth. And this is the same Veronica Roth as the Divergent series. This book just released, I believe, the beginning of this year or late 2022. I think it's the beginning of this year. And it was very interesting. I really liked it. It's a dystopian concept on a play. So it was definitely a fun read. And it was really, really quick. It was only 112 pages. So I was able to read the entire thing in one day. Super fun. And what I am reading now, I already mentioned one, book two in Utopia Project, which is titled The Frayed Threads of Hope by Billy Dering. And I am also reading Star Spark by Day Lateo. I think that's how you pronounce the last name. Star Spark, I have it on Kindle and I'm doing the whole Alexa reading me the book, the AI read audiobook thing. And I I feel like I'm kind of just like glazing over it because I'm doing other things. So I'm like, maybe this AI reading thing isn't a good idea. We'll see. But this book has been on my TBR for a while. It was published back in 2020. So not an old book by any means, but it has been on my TBR for a long time. So that's why I'm diving into that one. And then I'm still reading Crowned by Gold by Jack Casey. I just haven't been able to get back into this one because I've had a lot of library books. And speaking of library books, I had talked about a book the other week called The Murders of Molly Southbourne by Tade Thompson. And I didn't realize this was a series when I initially read the first book, but these books are really short, like 125, 150 pages. And after I read the first one was when I realized there was other books and my library actually had them available. And so I have the second and third book at my home ready for me to read. So I'm going to be diving into those soon as well. And I really have to stop borrowing library books because it's taking me away from all of the books that I physically own that I need to be reading. This is a recurring issue if you've been following me for a while. So that is my reading update for the day. But as for writing, oh my goodness. So I mentioned it last week that this week was going to be kind of tough when it came to writing and getting stuff done because I had a big life decision that I had to make, which I'll get to in a moment. But because I was so frazzled in my brain, I was able to do a lot of reading because I didn't have to use a lot of brain power. Also, the books that I was reading were very easy reads to read, but writing was a different story. So I just didn't have the headspace, and I have not written any words for my duology. I did think about the story a little bit, which still counts as working on the project, but obviously it doesn't count towards my word count. On top of not writing in the duology, I actually started thinking a lot about the Shockwave series, which is already out. All three books, the trilogy, is out and available for you to purchase. You can go to laurajlive.com/shop for direct links to buy those books. Greatly appreciated it if you would check it out. So I was thinking about the Shockwave a lot, and I also, this past week, was the 5-day Amazon ad challenge through Author Ad School with Brian Cohen. And I did this challenge back in January. And so I'm diving into it again. And I've actually joined Ad School. And something that I've been thinking about when trying to get my books to people, essentially, is I need to have that reader magnet for my newsletter. And I already do have a short story for the Shockwave set up to get people into my newsletter, but I just don't talk about it because this short story was written in like 30 minutes. And there's so much still missing from what I wanted to originally make this short story into. And so I have been thinking a lot about this short story for the Shockwave. It's basically a prequel. And I've decided that I think I want to turn it into a full novella, like 10, 15,000 words. Right now it's right around 2K. So adding another 8 to 13,000 words to this short novella has kind of become a procrastination project, I think, from the duology. So I'm not gonna say I can't work on this novella, and I'm not gonna just stop working on the duology, but I think I'm gonna kind of go back and forth. I don't know. I haven't 100% decided yet. But I will give more insights into this project and more details of why I'm working on it in the WIP episode that is following this episode as it releases. So if you want more details about what this prequel is about and the writing behind that, I am going to be sharing that in the WIP episodes. So go ahead and check out that episode after finishing this one. And finally, the podcasting update. I'm actually going to talk about this in the goal section, because I have another update, like I mentioned a little earlier. Oh, this is a life update. This is a huge life pivot that I am diving into, and I am quite terrified, actually. So back in February 2023, a huge thing happened at the current company I'm working for, and there were mass layoffs, and I basically lost all trust for the company that I've been working for the last 2 years. Even though it's been incredible, I have the most amazing boss and it's a really fun company to work for, but I lost all like security and trust with my job, and I decided I have to leave before I am forced to leave. I mean, there were layoffs and I was kept on the team, but I was like, I don't want to be blindsided like those people were. I'm going to start looking for other work. And I had applied to a job back in February and I was denied for the job because I was overqualified and blah, blah, blah. Well, they called me last week and they offered me a higher role within the company that would better fit my qualifications, my skill level, my history, everything. And so that was the news that I briefly talked about last week, this new opportunity, this new job, and it is full time and it's definitely elevated. It elevates me in my career path exponentially. And I was so super excited for them to even offer me the job. And so I had to make that decision of, am I going to stick it out at this other job that I have always loved? It's the first job that I've actually loved having, this work from home position that I've had. Do I want to stick it out with them and try and work through these trust issues that I have developed with them? Or do I want to move forward with my career? And it was an obvious move forward decision that I had to make, but I was just hemming and hawing because I love the people that I work with. So I decided, yes, I'm going to accept this new job. So I accepted their offer. I put in notice with my current work from home job, and my last day is going to be this week, and I'm going to be starting up at this new job very soon. And so with this huge opportunity, I don't really know what the future is going to look like. And so I wanted to give you guys an update just to kind of forecast some things that might be coming up in the future. It's going to be a very busy position, a huge time commitment. And with that being said, it might prevent me from making weekly episodes occasionally. And if it ever comes to the point where I know that I can't do weekly episodes, I'll obviously tell you guys and let you know what kind of structure we're looking at. As of right now, I'm going to keep these weekly episodes going. But if I'm unable to release a full episode, I'll at least release something so you guys know what's going on. And then if it comes to the point where I need to go down to maybe only one or two episodes a month, I will let you know. But I really want to keep this going every single week because it's been so huge. It's only been, a month since I've been doing these weekly episodes and pivoted the brand. And so not even actually. I have been working on it for at least a month, but it's only been released for a few weeks with this new brand and everything. So I want to keep this going. It's been really beneficial for me and my writing. Even though I'm not getting as many words down as I would hope, I am still getting more words down than I was in the past. And it's making me think about my writing business more frequently. And I just feel like I'm being more serious about my passion project. And I want to build it into something larger over time. And by focusing on it weekly, it has really, really helped my mindset and just that forward momentum that I've been having. So I want to keep this going weekly, but I just wanted to give you guys the heads up that it might have to change, but I'll keep you posted. I will keep you posted. All right, now a word from our sponsor. Are you an author who has always dreamed of turning their book into an audiobook? Quixotic Bell Media is the audiobook podcast production company for you. They specialize in helping authors turn their books into an episodic audiobook podcast, releasing 1 to 3 chapters of their book each week. The episodic format will pull in new readers, help you grow your author brand and business, and QBM even offers help with audiobook launch strategies and monetizing your podcast. With Quixotic Bell Media, you record the audio and let them do the rest. You can finally start your podcast and audiobook without raising a finger to the logistics or time-intensive tasks. This means you'll be able to get back to what's important in your author business, your writing. So if you're interested in working with QBM, visit www.quixoticbellmedia.com for more information. All right. It's time for the weekly goals wrap up. So as you know from what I just said in the first part of this episode, I did not get any writing done for the duology. However, I did get some writing done for the Shockwave prequel novella that I am working on. So as I'm recording this, it is Wednesday, and yesterday was the first time I have written since the last episode came out. And I wrote 860 words. And then this morning before recording this, I was like, I need to try and get some more words in there. So I wrote another 907 words. So my total for this last week was 1,767 words. So I did not hit my 2,000 word goal. But do you know what? I really like that 17,000 words that I wrote. So I'm happy. I am a happy camper. And I'm hoping things pick up this next week. The second goal from last week was to get chapters 5 and 6 of Transient Pulse recorded for the audiobook, as well as those annotation episodes. I was able to record chapter 5 and 6 and those annotation episodes, but I have yet to actually edit and schedule them out. It is sometimes really, really smooth to record the audiobook and the annotations, and other times it is really, really difficult. And this was one of those times where it was really hard for me. Not because it was hard to actually read or talk, but sometimes the speed at which my mind reads the words and my mouth speaks the words can get kind of jumbled. And so it took me a few tries to get through larger paragraphs. Instead of being able to read straight through a paragraph in one take, it would take me a couple times where I'd have to stop and backtrack and redo a sentence here and there. So it took me a little bit longer, and I think that was primarily because of all of the stress around this huge life decision that I had to make this week. I think it was just a lot of things culminating and coming together all at once, and it was just slowing down my reaction time. And so I think that's why it took me longer to record. And once I had recorded, I was like, okay, I'm not going to edit right now because obviously I'm having this kind of disconnect and I need to take some rest. So I ended up reading a lot over the weekend to help with that. So I still need to edit and schedule those out. But I mean, half of that goal was done then. At least I got it recorded. I mean, that's a win. And then the third goal from last week was just to make that life decision. So I hadn't actually made a third goal. So for this week, I want to write 2K, and I am not going to specify if I'm going to be writing in the duology or the Shockwave prequel novella. I just want to write 2,000 words. That is the goal. I'm going to stick with it. Goal number 2 is I want to get chapter 7 and 8 plus annotations done for the Transient Pulse audiobook. Like I have mentioned in previous weeks, I think I have announced it on here. If I haven't, I'm about to. I'm going to start releasing the audiobook here on this podcast on May 20th, and I want to be at least 1 month out when it comes to releasing the chapters. I'm going to be releasing one chapter per week. That first day that I start the release, I'm going to be doing more chapters, but then following that, one chapter per week. So as long as I'm about a month out, I'm going to be good on pacing. So getting chapters 7 and 8 completed this week is going to be really pivotal, because then after that, I really will only have to do one chapter per week to stay on track. And if I have a really productive day and get a couple chapters done, then I'll be even more ahead of the game. So that's the goal, just chapter 7 and 8 with those annotation episodes. I would like to get those recorded, edited, and scheduled out, ideally. And there is no goal for number 3. Or there is no goal number 3, because I just need to settle the storm in my home so I can jump into this new full-time job with enthusiasm and a clear headspace. And so I'm just not going to set a goal for that third spot, just like last week. And that is that, you guys. That is the entire episode. I've talked about all of my stuff. My voice is going. Oh my goodness. I still have to record the whip episode. And speaking of whip episode, it is coming at you very, very quick here. So if you are not a subscriber, consider subscribing. It only costs a coffee a month, and you're going to get all of the whip episodes where I talk about the books that I am writing. You can even interact with the Q&A and help me make decisions regarding my characters, if they live and die or love or hate, all of that kind of stuff. Dive into those whip episodes. And then starting May 20th, we're also going to have annotation episodes for those subscribers where I talk about the behind the scenes of writing my books that are going out as audiobooks. So when Transient Pulse starts, when I start releasing that audiobook, I'm also going to be releasing annotation episodes, and all subscribers who are here in this podcast will have access to those as well. So great, great opportunity for you to kind of dive into my brain. So consider it. Go to the next episode and just hit subscribe. It'll bring you to the payment website or page or whatever you want to call it. And then you can unsubscribe at any time. All right, you guys, I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to Work in Progress, the Laura J. Live podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe to my newsletter at laurajlive.com.